I'd seen it before, and you know, I obviously thought they did a good job telling my dad's story, and thought it came out well.
What concerns do you have with this Eagles defense?
The Eagles defense, from what I've seen so far, is a defense that flies around. They're very stingy in the red zone. They can create turnovers. Still getting to know them early in the week, and it's a challenge for what it looks like moving the ball against them.
How big advantage is it they've had four more days to look at film?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out.
Last time we talked to you, you had just gotten out of the cold tub. And
right,
you,
yeah.
You were in the, you know, preparation mode. Did you go home that night and sleep, or did you go home that night and prepare? Or how has the preparation changed in the in a short
period? Well, it's just one less day. I mean, like I said, your Monday's different, but I won't do the cold tub again, or if I do, I won't let Smythe hurry me like he was hurrying me the other day. And so that was a rookie mistake by a veteran right there on my part. But hey, it's a challenge, I think, to get ready for an unfamiliar opponent anytime. We don't know these guys very well. It's not like it's a division game by any means. And so every single week, no matter if it's a short week or a long week, it's a challenge to get ready for a new opponent. And we're starting that process this week. But we've known this schedule since April. So it's our job to deal with it, and we will deal with it.
Peyton, obviously with the offensive numbers you guys have had passing, everyone wants to talk about that. But the running game seemed to be very balanced last week, mixing all three guys in there.
The running game is a huge part of this offense, and will continue to be a huge part of this offense. And our guys did a really good job on Monday. All three backs ran hard. You see a nice little rotation there. Those guys were able to stay fresh, and some really good runs by Hillman there in the second half. And if we can run the ball, I mean, this is from the beginning of time, it just opens up so many things in the passing game, both drop back and play action. And we still try to be balanced every single week.
And Peyton, when you get more people involved in the opening drive, do you think that helps get it down the field when you spread it around?
Well, I think it helps. I can't tell you what it does to a defense, but I know it helps all the offensive players, that when everybody on any given play thinks that the ball might be coming to them, boy, you just run better routes. If on certain plays, if you're only throwing to the same guy every single time, there's four guys that might not be running full speed routes. But our distribution has been pretty good as far as spreading the ball around. So that's why we have guys getting open, because all five guys think, hey, they might get the ball on this play. And that can put pressure on the defense, I would think.
How happy were you for Decker's performance?
Happy for Eric, or happy for the team? I was never concerned about Eric by any means. Eric played well against the Giants. Played well last week. He's worked hard all week in practice, and I was happy that that he did his job to help the team win. And that's what he does every single week, in my opinion. What's that?
How did Chris Clark do in his first start?
Yeah. I don't know if Smythe makes Magazoo available or not, but I'm not the evaluator of the guys up front. So.
The intrigue of this game is that both offenses play fast. Was there a point earlier in your career when you didn't think that it would work necessarily in the NFL, that you would like playing fast like you are now?
I've never. I guess I'm not the one to answer kind of the pulse of the NFL or the trend. I can only kind of comment on our offense, and I guess I'm just not getting through to everybody when I talk about it. It's still the execution. It's still what it is. And, you know, speed, tempo, all those things, it just means nothing if you're not, you know, executing your assignments. And if we're not running good routes, if we're not protecting the ball, if we're not communicating, I think one thing we have done well so far this season is communicating. You know, we're seeing different defenses and different blitzes, and we are communicating to try to get on the same page. And when you play, at a fast tempo, the challenge to your execution is the communication. And if we can keep that going, that gives us a chance. If you're not doing that, you don't have a chance.
Is it the principal reason is to keep the defense from substituting? Is it as simple as that? Of why the biggest advantage of playing fast?
I couldn't tell you that. I think for whatever reason, I think it helps us execute better. And you know, was it John McVay or McKay, when he asked him about execution of his team, he said he was in favor of it. You know, what was it?
McKay,
right? So I concur with that.
I mean, talks about your health, but you think you're smarter than you were 5 years ago? Smarter quarterback today?
I'd like to think that any player would use the experience from the year before to his advantage, you know, to learn what to do against certain defenses, to learn what not to do. You certainly learn from your mistakes. And with being able to play a lot, you certainly gain great experience, and you should be. I can't give you a definite answer to that. I don't know what the grade or what the chart is, but I will say that I think the guys that were here last year are more comfortable with each other because of the experience that we went through and the situations that we faced. You can use that to your advantage. I would definitely agree with that.
After your third straight win Monday, you came in and you said, you know, here's where we can get better. And almost to a man in that locker room, they said, echoed those same sentiments. How much does that mean to you, and how important is that?
Well, I think from the coaches, I would venture to say that they would be pleased with that. Guys are being accountable on this team. We watch film, you know, by ourselves in certain periods, and you hear guys speaking up saying, "Hey, I didn't do my job there." You know, we talk about, you know, being accountable, and those are the kind of guys you want to play with. Guys that take pride in their profession, guys that aren't satisfied with just doing okay. They really want to, you know, excel doing their job. And certainly, I enjoy playing with teammates like that.
Hey, you looking forward to going see Todd Helton play his final home game tonight? What were your thoughts be when you were there?
Well, yeah, I guess I can't really tell you right now. I am looking forward to seeing it. I think it'll be a special night for all the fans that are at the game. And I can't think of the last time I've been to, you know, an event like this where you knew a guy, really a legend here in Colorado, was playing his last home game. So I think it'll be a special night, emotional night, I would think, for a lot of the people there, and I'm looking forward to being there.
This game has the potential to really be a shootout. As a player, do you get excited about a game where points are going to be put on the scoreboard?
Well, it's a challenge because we're getting ready for their defense, but hey, I understand football. We are very aware of what kind of challenge our defense is facing. Playing against Michael Vick, McCoy, Jackson, all of their weapons, we have got to be on our game from an offensive standpoint, protecting the ball, scoring when we have the opportunities, because you just can't give Michael Vick a short field or give McCoy a short field, and we have to, you know, help out our defense just like our defense has to help us out as well. So it's really a challenge from that standpoint.